Good morning. It's 10 o'clock in the morning on October the 1st, 2019. Gotta put this back in my pocket. It's really wet out here this morning. It's not gonna go in that pocket. Let's see if I can. Yeah, still working. I think so. Okay. Let's try this pocket. It's a light drizzle or heavy mist. It depends on how you want to look at it. I feel like I need windshield wipers for my glasses. They're not covered with drops. It's just little speckles that are... Every time I look up, even under the hood of my sweatshirt, which is soaked, and the bill of my cap, so get a fair amount of water in my face and on my glasses. Behind somebody with a chihuahua. Turned off. So yeah, it was 50 degrees, it was 45 degrees and really, really kind of, it was coming down a lot harder at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And I said, waited it out. Somebody's got a barbecue going. Waited it out, and everything is still like really, really wet. I'm getting soaked. The windbreaker is helping. It's pretty waterproof, but it's nasty. A nasty morning. I want to come out and give it a shot to see how it looked. Feel virtuous for walking in the drizzle. It's not, you know, it's not coming down rain. Lady, she's wearing full-length leggings today. I wonder why. Seems like I wasn't the only one who thought waiting a little while might be a good thing to do. I realize I'm walking, I'm not talking, it's because I'm just sort of like in the moment with the cars and the weather and drips from the trees, that barbecue smoke which smells delicious. Which isn't really true. It smells like wood smoke is what it smells like. It smells like charcoal smoke, specifically. Wood smoke smells a little differently. Just let me go, okay. I'm not gonna argue with her. So, October, November, so we're in the last quarter. I need to get this book done. Now that smells like wood smoke. It's funny, the difference in aroma. I'm walking along sniffing, just trying to pick out fragrance from the air, the various. I'm not picking up a lot of green, I'm not picking up a lot of leaf scent. That's why that fell off. This wheel cover is sitting here. It's missing like three of the prongs that go along one side that hold it in. I suspect that's why it fell off. Okay, heading east. Yeah, visibility is about 3/4 of a mile. It's actually a little bit better here than it was the other day when it was foggy. But the moisture in the air is, well, what they say about the Kashaputa River is it is too thick to drink and too thin to plow. That's well, sums it up, I think. Get ready, sit with me. Monk pose. Yeah. A soggy slap. A wet willy, as it were. These spruces smell at all? Don't smell them. There's a spruce branch just hanging out over the sidewalk here. It's got a bunch of spruce cones on it. The long elongated ones, because your thumb. It's a really nice tree. It doesn't seem to be putting out a lot of pheromones this morning. My pine tree isn't either. I wonder why. Not a lot of resin in it, I guess. Oh, look at this. Trees turning all along this row. I don't think these were turned the other day. Either that, I was completely oblivious to them, or because of the light, I didn't see them. But there's, on the street side, these trees have red, ruddy red leaves on them. They're almost maroon. All along here, what is it? Almost every one. Interesting way that the colors develop. Some sort of shrubbery over there that's turned partly red. It still has a main stem sticking right up through it that's green as it could be. Here that's growing in the lilacs that's not a lilac. That's all red, but the lilacs aren't. What a weird looking tree. A weird looking thing. Coreopteris is still looking blue. It's also wet and brushing against my leg. Blech. This isn't heavy enough. I'm seeing water drops showing up in the mud puddles, but it's heavy enough that there are puddles. Oh, let's see. So what am I reading? I'm reading book two of Chris Hechtel's Wandering Engineer. I still really like this story. I still really think he needs to get at least a copy editor or a line editor, somebody to help him format it correctly. Long paragraphs with multiple speakers, making it almost impossible sometimes to figure out who's saying what. But the story is really good, and I'm enjoying the story very much. I can't say the same thing about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Saving the World. The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world. The Kree subplot is tiresome. The main bad guy is almost cartoonish. And I'm particularly sensitive to it because that's Burnside is a cartoon. Rosset is a cartoon. It is, in terms of characterization, neither of those two characters worked for me in any kind of possible way. Which is why I was always confused by the people who wanted me to visit with, particularly with Burnside again. And I'm like, really? He's a cartoon. And the answer came to me from a fan who said, we just don't want to see him punished. Okay, he's been punished. He's done. On the upside, the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is just marvelous. I think I'm in the second episode of season two. Her parents are still in Paris. I love that couple. They have come together so organically, so beautifully. I loved her mother, who stood up to the family pressure. It's like, you have to come home. No, I don't. Okay, moving on. If you haven't seen it, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is on Prime. It's really, really good. I'm enjoying it. It makes my treadmill time fly by. Oh, this is perfect chicken roasting weather. I'm going to roast a chicken today. I got a chicken. Kid's going to be home from work, so there'll be three of us for dinner. I'm going to roast a chicken. A whole chicken. It's a running gag in the house about a whole chicken. It's I went shopping with one of the kids. I don't remember which one. And they asked if we were going to get some chicken breast. I said, no, I'm going to get a whole chicken. Eyes get big. A whole chicken. Yes, a whole chicken. I know, and it's on the label. It's on the poultry label. It's a whole chicken as opposed to chicken parts. And I don't know why that became a thing, but it did. And so now whenever I think of roasting a whole chicken, it's always a whole chicken. Yeah, little stuff. Alright, here I am. Out the back gate. Actually, in the garage where it's dry. Get the phone out here. Unlock it. It's the point where I say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.